Welcome back to Everything Christ. We're back at it again, and I'm actually so excited about this episode. And so today's episode is going to be wherever God calls us to, he will provide. Like, that's his bill. You know, whatever he calls us to, and it seems impossible, just know that everything's possible through Christ, and he's going to provide wherever he leads you. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. It's going to be about my mission trip and how the Lord came through, how he provided. First of all, how he led me, how he called me to it when I found out that's what he wanted me to do. And just the process of it, because child, it was a struggle. Okay. It was a stretch of faith and trust in a way that I've never trusted God before. So, yeah. Let's jump right into it. Okay, so some of you may know that I just recently got back from a UK mission trip in June, and that was just amazing, and I cannot wait to share that with you guys. But that's going to be in part two, so stay tuned for that. So for the people that don't really know me, I used to be super shy before. I'm still shy, but it depends. But I've grown a lot just from where I was before. Especially just, I'm just going to touch on 2023 because that's when I started to try to start sharing the gospel. 2023 was when I started to feel like this is something that I need to start doing. Like, I don't know how to do it. I don't even know how to start the conversation and telling people about Jesus, about the gospel. And I do remember one time I tried, so awkward. Oh my goodness. But hey, I think God was very proud of me. For at least trying. But after that time, I was like, this is so awkward. How do I didn't like that at all. A friend of mine at that time was encouraging me to just do it because everyone is called to do it. Like the Bible says, you know, like the Lord has commanded us to go and preach the gospel, you know, with everyone. That friend of mine just encouraging me. He, you know, preaches the gospel and everything. It was so encouraging. So inspiring. So that's when it started. In 2023, right, was also the year that I felt like the Lord has given me that desire to want to, you know, go on mission trips and stuff like that. Because my church at that time, I was attending, and they had an opportunity to go to Mexico, I think, on a mission trip. Oh, wow, that's actually crazy now that I think about it. But, anyways, I'll let you guys know why that's crazy. But 2023, my church at that time, they had a mission trip opportunity, and I was like, I went to the interest meeting. It was cool. I was like, oh my goodness, this would be so amazing. I want to experience this. I want to do this. And the money was not looking. It was not cheap. Okay, I was like, okay, I don't have that much money. Like, I'm not working like that, you know. And this was like a year after graduation, or even less than a year, I think. And so that is when I started to have that desire. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. I used to misunderstand this. I didn't quite get this before, and now I do understand. It's not even my desires. Like, it's not just desires that I desire in my heart. It's actually because I'm delighting myself in the Lord. The Lord will place those desires in me. So, anyways, in 2023, that's what started to happen. I wanted to do a mission trip, but I just couldn't. Right. So fast forward now, 2024 comes along, and the Lord has called me to stay in New Mexico. Okay. And somewhere that I never thought I would be. Okay. And that's a story for another time. So now I'm here. The Lord has placed me at a church that my sister and her family were attending, and this church has become my home church. And I'm so, so grateful to the Lord just for the church. You know, I'm grateful for the community he has brought my way. It's just been amazing, and like, just so much has happened in my time here, so much growth, and just so much of just seeing the Lord in a new way, stretching me, honestly. But anyways, so 2024 comes, I get plugged into the church. It took me quite some time to really get plugged in, but the Lord started to bring people my way. I started to make friends, community, all these things. And so 3 months after that was when they had an opportunity to go to a mission trip, to go on a mission trip. And I was like, wait, what? I would love to do this. The mission trip that was being presented, at my church 2024 was actually to Mexico. And it's funny because in 2023 it was also Mexico that my other church was gonna go to, for the mission trip. But anyways, so 2024, I was like, I would love to go. But hey, I just started working, because I just started working like a month or two before, I think that same month actually, when I found out about the mission trip. Or maybe like a month-ish before I found out about the mission trip, and I was just like, I would love to go, but I don't have the money to do that. Like, I just started working. I don't have much right now. Like, literally. I was like, how am I gonna make this up? Like, how is this supposed to happen? And so a lot of my friends and just people at the church too were just encouraging me to go. I was like, okay, it's not everything, like when people say you should do something, doesn't mean you have to do it, right? I was like, yeah, I'm gonna pray about it. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to this thing. I feel like I already kind of made up my mind before I allowed God to speak. And that's something we have to be careful about. Surrender that to God, take it to Him, and see what He says before you make up your mind. But hey, God is so gracious, okay? And He still revealed to me the way He needed to about the mission trip, right? Anyway, so kind of made up my mind. I think I prayed about it, but I was really like, no, I don't think I'm able to go. So I was just saying no to people. Days go by, and I'm just hearing my other friends just talking about going on the mission trip to Mexico and how, they're excited. Like, they don't have the money, but they're trusting God. And something in me clicked. Like, Holy Spirit was honestly moved through that. And on my way home that night, I was just like, why am I not trusting that God will come through for me? Like, my friend's faith, the people that were like, I'm going, but I don't know how the Lord is going to provide. I don't know where I'm going to get the money from, but I'm still going. So I asked myself on my way home, I was like, if they're trusting and believing that God will provide, why am I not doing that? Like, why am I shutting the door on this opportunity? And so Holy Spirit just started speaking, like helping me to realize what that I wasn't walking in faith. I was like, I'm not walking in faith, but they are. Like, why can't I walk in faith? Like, I was speaking out loud to myself. And then literally that same night, I was like, you know what? I think it was the same night. But when I got that realization, I was just like, okay, God. Like, I gave it to God. I was so serious. I was like, if you want me to go on this mission trip, you're gonna provide, because I don't know where this money is gonna come from, but show me if you want me to go. Show me. And I just felt it in my heart that He wanted me to go. And I was like, okay, like, if you are telling me to go, you're the one that's gonna provide, right? I already felt it, even just through the faith of my friends. Like, it really matters who you surround yourself with. Because if I didn't have friends like that, if I didn't have people believing and having faith that God will come through for them, if I wasn't in that space, that environment, I wouldn't have been able to have that faith. I mean, maybe some other way, right? But that was honestly an example of it's so important who you surround yourself with, because the faith of others really helps out my faith. It helps our faith, to grow, to be stretched. You get encouraged and inspired by other people and how they're walking and how they're believing and just whatever it is, right? So I thank God for friends like that. Even to this day, like, I'm just so amazed by just how much, like, I learn things I take from others in my life to apply to my own life, to apply to my walk with Jesus. And it's just been amazing. So that was just a beautiful moment with the Lord, where I was like, if they're having that faith, I'm gonna have faith too. So I did. I was like, okay, like, I'm going. And it was not very supported the way I would have loved it to be by people in my life, at first. They weren't sure about it. They didn't want me to, because I don't have the funds for it, and all these things. But I felt it in my heart. I was like, if God is calling me to this, He's gonna provide. And at some point, I was like, you know what? Like, God is going to prove them wrong, okay? Because I was kind of salty and I just felt like I wasn't being supported at that time. And I was just like, mm-mm. But God checked my heart even with that. He helped me to see, to not worry about what others may be saying, that because that's not where I need to focus on right now. That's not the battle that I need to be fighting, because the enemy can use that to start something up in my heart, something that is not good. You know, it can start up bitterness or anger or whatever it is, right? So the Lord checked my heart even with that. So I give that to the Lord, and he actually showed me through, what was it? He showed me through the story of David and Goliath. Like when David was trying to, because I was reading, after all of that happened, I was reading David's story in 1 Samuel, and the Lord highlighted to me, let me see if I can find it actually. My Bible's right here, so I'm going to try to find it. I wrote it down in my notes, but I don't have that right now. Anyway, so the Lord showed me through David's story, and when he went up to his brother and asked, I'm just going to read, okay? So 1 Samuel chapter, what chapter is this? I'm going to read 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. David asked the man standing near him, what will be done for the man who kills a Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? They repeated to him what they had been saying and told him, this is what will be done for the man who kills him. When Eliab, I hope I'm saying that right, David's older brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked, why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle. Now, what have I done? David replied, can I even speak? He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter, and the men answered him as before. What David said was overheard and reported to Saul. Okay, I don't need to read that. Anyways, that part when David's older brother, right, was like angry and like telling him, what are you doing here? You should be tending to the sheep. Okay, that's where you're supposed to be. And then David responded. David didn't even try. Like, he was just like, what have I done? Like, can I speak? And then instead of wasting his time with his older brother, he turned to someone else and asked the question. So he turned to someone else, not minding his brother anymore. So with that, the Lord showed me to be mindful of the battle that I'm fighting. Like, what is really, like, what is the battle, right? It's not about the people that are not supporting me in going. Like, I shouldn't waste my time in that, trying to explain, trying to convince them. The enemy is trying to start something up. So the Lord showed me with that, not to worry, not to focus on or even waste my time in a sense on trying to explain myself, trying to convince others, because that is not the real battle at hand, right? And that empowered me. And I was like, okay, Lord, like, you're going to show up, you know, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to convince. I don't have to try to make them understand. The only thing that will make them understand is when the Lord comes through. It's when the Lord provides, and he's going to show, like, he's going to be the one to show them, yes, I have called her to this, you know? So anyways, the Lord was fighting my battles, okay? And he did show up, okay? I didn't have to worry anymore about, you know, trying to convince and just letting it go, honestly. And that's what God wants us to do. Like, he fights our battles, right? So we just need to let it go, surrender that to him, and let him move in the way he wants to. Because that's the only thing that's going to speak. It's going to speak so loudly to people, you know. We don't have to do too much. So anyway, so all of that happened, and I started to just trust God and believe that he's gonna come through. I was praying. I was like, Lord, I don't know how you're gonna do it, but I believe that you will come through. I believe that you will provide. I truly didn't know how. And so time went on. I created my Give, Send, Go. It's like GoFundMe, but it's different. And I created mine. I posted it. I sent it to people that I knew. I sent it to friends, family, my connections, people that I know, and stuff like that. Trying to get the word out, trying to get donations because I had no money. And I honestly was just thanking God. Like, I saw the Lord's provision through other people's generosity. So it was such a beautiful thing to even witness and to experience, you know, through that, through donations and stuff like that. So I was very grateful for the people that gave, and I'm so grateful for you guys. If you're watching this, thank you so, so much for making it happen. Thank you so much for sowing into just what the Lord was doing and wants to do by just sending us out to share the gospel. So I appreciate you guys. You know who you are. If you're watching this, thank you again. God bless you. After all of that, so I was just seeing people give and, you know, receiving that and just being so grateful. And then this is where the real test came, okay? The Lord tested me so heavy, and this honestly stretched my faith, my trust in Him in such a new way I never had before. So what had happened was, you know, after I started to see people give, it started to slow down, and I was like, I don't know how this is gonna work. Like, oh my goodness, I need this money by, I think it was like, I needed that money ASAP because there was a deadline to complete payment. And so this was like maybe like 2, 3 weeks before, 2, 3 weeks before the deadline, before the mission trip, right? I started to just see other people, those around me. And I'm gonna be so honest and real right now. So people around me were getting, were fully funded. People were donating to them. They were, you know, all done and fundraising, and I wasn't. I was like, "What is going on?" I started to feel some type of way, and this is something that the Lord has helped me work on, to celebrate people even when you're not seeing the blessings in your life, right? And so this was a test for me. I started to see other people being blessed and just getting fully funded and stuff. And I was like, what about me? Like, Lord, do you not want me to go? And this is exactly where the enemy wants us. He waits for that opportune time. He waits for that time where, like, the Lord is doing something, right? But the enemy uses that time to also do his own thing. So the Lord is like, just wait on me. Just trust. Just wait, right? Meanwhile, the enemy is over there too and saying, well, did God really say, you know, and putting doubts and fear and anxiousness and worry, concerns, like that's what he was trying to do. And he did it so well. Okay. I started to question and honestly doubt. I was like, am I not supposed to go? What is going on? Like, I need this money by in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks. I don't, like, no one is giving like that anymore. So I was stuck. I was like, oh, you know, doubt started to come in, fear, anxiousness. And honestly, with seeing other people at that time getting fully, like being fully funded and stuff, I started to have like bitterness towards them. And I thank the Lord, I caught that immediately, right? And it was not easy. And this was also part of the test. I started to feel, you know, kind of like, yeah, bitter, honestly. And just like, God, what about me? Like, I'm going to, you called me to this, right? So why am I not getting fully funded yet? And everyone else is. So I was getting worried a little bit. And so at work, I remember when I was working, I was at work this one time and I was just bawling my eyes out. I was trying to be low key because I was like, if anyone sees me right now, just mind your business. But I didn't want anyone to see me. So I was just like very sad. I was so down. I was so sad. And I just started pouring out my heart to the Lord. I was like, Lord, forgive me for being, you know, bitter towards other people that are getting their funds met. I was just asking for his forgiveness. I was pouring out my heart to him, telling him how I felt, what it felt like for me, and just inviting him in to help me through this. I was literally praying, help me to celebrate others, because I knew that was not good. What I was feeling, the bitterness I was feeling, the bitterness that started to come in was not from God. And I thank the Lord. I knew that. And I started to pray against that. And I was like, help me to celebrate others, to still know and trust that you will come through for me, but to celebrate others right now and not to be bitter. Okay. So that was my prayer. And, you know, it didn't just go away, but I was aware, I acknowledged it. And so I think that week, it was still a little hard for me, you know, just hearing about other people getting fully funded and stuff like that. And I was just reminding myself, you know, celebrate others. Don't be bitter. God will come through. So the Lord did. He really worked in amazing ways just within my heart. He changed my heart, and I was just able to even see, I was able to see the fruits of that prayer. Like, he answered my prayer. He helped me to get past that bitterness that I was feeling and to be able to be happy for others, to celebrate others. Because let's be real, those feelings are real, okay? I don't know about you, but honestly, I think we've all been there where we see other people getting blessed by things that we wish or that we would have loved to have. And it's just like, God, what about me? Did you forget about me? And we start, like, feelings like bitterness, anger, jealousy, envy start to develop, right? So we have to be mindful of that and to be careful with that. Anyway, so praise the Lord. He helped me get through that. And even this was before he fully provided for me. And I was just like, Lord, I give this to you. And my heart started to change. And I started to even believe more. I started to say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you will. I trust you. So I had to keep saying that to myself. I had to keep reminding myself whenever that doubt tries to come back in, you know. And it was honestly such a transformation. Like, it was amazing to witness just what the Lord was doing in my heart and just the way he came through. So anyways, now it was like a week before the mission trip, before the deadline. I was like, Lord, hey, it's coming up. Deadline is coming up. I don't know how. Like, I kept trying, I kept reminding myself and just trusting him, right? Even though it was a little scary, I was like, I have one more week left. It was literally a week left. And I wasn't fully funded yet. I was still 1,000 short, like 1,000 something short, you know, for my funds. And I was like, I don't know how God is going to do it, but he's going to do it. Like, the faith that the Lord, by his grace, helped me to have, I was mind blown. I was really mind blown. I was like, who am I? Like, this is a new me. Like, just trusting and believing in such a way that is, it was honestly scary because I was so close to the deadline. But God came through. He came through in a way I never thought, I never imagined. And that's what he loves to do. He wants to show us that it is his glory. He wants to show us that it was him, all him, and none of us, right? That's why sometimes in the waiting, like, he allows us to wait, because he wants us to see that it's none of what we did, right? It's nothing that we did, but it's all of him. He wants the glory. He wants us to see his power, to see how much he cares, how much he loves us, right? And so that week I was praying, believing, and, you know, shaking my boots low-key. but I knew God was going to come through. I just didn't know how. So anyway, I get a call. A friend of mine wanted to call me that night. We got on the phone, started talking. All of a sudden, she says, I have something to tell you. And not knowing that this girl, shout out to you, Selena. I love you so much. Like, your obedience to the Lord and just hearing his voice and just him using you. That was so encouraging. That was so just everything. Honestly, it did something to me. So she calls me. I'm thinking it's going to be something else. And she tells me, the Lord has been putting you in my heart to give you money for your mission trip. I was like, and before she was leading up to that, I mean, before she said that, she was leading up to it. And I started to realize, oh my goodness, what is she about to say? What is she about to say? I was so mind blown. And then she drops the bomb. She was like, the Lord has been putting you in my heart to give to you. And at first, like, the Lord didn't, like, she was like, okay, God, like, how much you want me to give her? And this was like a week before, right, that the Lord was speaking to her. And she did tell me that she was at church. The Lord had started speaking to her to give me money. But she was like, how much, Lord? Like, how much should I give her? Maybe 500, whatever. And then before that call, I don't know how many days apart it was, but the Lord told her, give her the rest. Like, give me the rest that I need for my, to be fully funded. When she was telling me this, I don't even know. Oh my goodness. I was just mind blown. I was shocked. I was like, no, I started laughing too. I was also just like emotional, and I just didn't know what to do with myself. I was laughing. I was laughing and I was like, no way. I was like, so this is how you wanted to do it, God. This is how you wanted to do it. Like, he came out with a big one. Like, he showed up and showed out. Okay. I'm not even, ooh, like, thinking about that. I'm like, my mind is so blown. And he's just so faithful. Like, whatever he says, he would do it. Wherever he's called us to, he will provide in such a way we never would have expected, you know. The verse in Ephesians 3, not 4, yeah, 3 verse 20, it says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus." Honestly, that's exactly what the Lord did. More than I asked or imagined. More than I imagined. I didn't know how he was going to do it, but he did it in such a way I would have never imagined, okay? Through a friend. Through a friend. And I was just mind blown. So that is how he came through. And that was literally the same week I needed to complete my payment. He showed up. He showed up right on time, okay? He wasn't late. He wasn't too early. He wasn't late. He was right on time. And I was like just laughing, like even thinking about it. Like, God is so funny. Like, he just wants us to trust and believe to the very end. You know, he would test us too, where our faith truly lies. And even through that test, he's gonna reveal things to us. Like, he revealed to me my heart during that time, how I need to, you know, celebrate others, even though I don't have the blessings yet, how I needed to trust him and have faith that he will come through. Like, all of that was such a test, and that really increased my faith, like, so much. Like, I cannot say that enough. Honestly, stretched me in such a way that I would always remember, that's always going to be with me. This is a story that I would always love to share with people when I have the chance to. So I'm glad I'm able to share that with you guys. That was honestly the final confirmation that, oh my goodness, God really did want me to go. Because before, I was low-key thinking, I was like, okay, like, I knew he called me to it. At the same time, I was like, it's just like you're expecting, but you just don't know how it's gonna happen. Like, you're not 100% until it happens, right? Yes, I was having faith. Yes, I was believing. But it's like that time when that happened, that was like a final confirmation for me. Like, wow, I heard you, God. Like, that was you using my friend's faith to increase my faith, to help me to just step out in faith and say yes to going to the mission trip without knowing how you will provide. All of that. You know, and it was just him. Like, that was also him just walking me through the whole process, right? The process that he already had in mind for me to walk through without me knowing. I thought it was gonna be smooth. I had expectations. I had expectations on certain people that I was like, oh, they're definitely gonna give. And it was either they did not give at all, or they gave less than I thought. Okay. Hey, I was really like, yeah. And the Lord didn't show up that way. And that's what we have to remind ourselves. Like, be expectant, but don't put God in a box. Don't have limitations on how he wants to move. Yes, we can be like, okay, like me, this person's gonna give, like, this is how it's gonna happen. I thought, but it was not how the Lord wanted to do it. So anytime, and I've heard this quote from someone, anytime, like, if you think you know how God is going to show up is usually not how he's going to show up at all. He's going to do a complete 360, and it's not going to be the same as you imagined. It's going to be so much better, so much greater than you would have ever imagined. And that's what he wants. He wants us to just be so in awe of him, in awe of how faithful, how powerful, how good he is. So, the Lord did not withhold that good thing from me, okay? He said I was gonna go and he made the way. It was his bill to take care of and he sure did that. I'm so grateful that I got to experience that with him, even just through the process. It was not easy, but it was so beautiful with just him in it, you know? And yeah, That's what happened, guys. I'm gonna stop here, but part two is coming out. I'm gonna talk a little bit about how the Mexico mission trip went, what happened, how the Lord moved, and just so much more. So stay tuned for that. I'm also gonna be talking about the UK trip that I had this year and how the Lord showed up for that, how He provided. He just keeps blowing my mind, okay? And honestly, the way the Lord showed up this year is so much different from how He showed up last year. And it's just gonna be so good and so juicy. And I can't wait to tell you guys. So stay tuned for that. And I'll see you guys in part two of this episode. Okay, bye.